Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Level 5. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Narrated by Jules Weekly. Copyright Foxton Books 2019. Chapter 1. My name is Philip Pirrip, but everyone calls me Pip. I decided that I wanted to be called Pip when I was 6 years old. I was an orphan. I lived with my sister, Mrs. Joe, and her husband, Joe. Joe was a blacksmith. He was my very best friend in the whole world, and he was a very nice man. Mrs. Joe was an ugly woman, and 20 years older than I was. She had bought me up herself when she could have thrown me out on the street. She wasn't nice like Joe, though. I thought she was mean, and I didn't understand why Joe had married her. We lived on the River Thames, exactly 20 miles from the sea. I don't remember what my parents looked like, so when I was young, I spent a lot of time in the graveyard. I would sit with their gravestones and decide what they looked like by reading what was written on their gravestones. It was because I spent so much time in the graveyard that I met someone who was very scary. I was sitting in the graveyard on Christmas Eve when a man jumped out from behind the gravestones and grabbed me by the throat. He was an escaped prisoner. He held me by the throat and said, "Bring me food and a file so I can get out of my chains. If you don't get me these things, or you tell anyone about me, I will cut out your heart and your liver." He shook me and turned me upside down before he dropped me. I was so scared that I didn't know what to do. I ran back to my house and found out that Mrs. Joe had been looking for me. She was so angry that she was going to use the tickler on me. The tickler was a cane with a wax end that she liked to hit me with. I managed to do what Mrs. Joe wanted, and she didn't hit me this time. When we ate dinner, I took some food from the table and hid it in my clothes so that I could take it to the escaped prisoner. When we were eating dinner, we heard gunfire in the distance. "Another prisoner has escaped from one of the prison ships," Joe said. There were many prison boats that sat in the river. When a prisoner escaped, the guards went to look for him and fired their guns to tell people that a prisoner had escaped. After dinner, Mrs. Joe made me stir the Christmas pudding for a long time, so I didn't have a chance to get any more food for the escaped prisoner. I went to bed that night and didn't sleep at all. When it was morning, I got up before Joe and Mrs. Joe and went to take some more food and something to drink for the escaped prisoner. I was sure I had enough food now, so I took Joe's file and ran back to the graveyard. I felt very guilty for helping the escaped prisoner and for stealing from Joe. I found another man sleeping in the graveyard that had escaped from the prison ship. When he saw me, he ran away. It was hard for him to run away with his feet in chains. I looked around until I found the escaped prisoner. He didn't look very good, but he was glad that I had bought him food. I gave him the file so he could try to get out of the chains around his feet. I asked him, "Are you going to share the food with the other prisoner?" He looked very scared when I told him there was someone else there. He got to his feet and ran away, trying to free his feet with the file as he ran. I went back home, and everyone was getting ready for Christmas Day. Joe and Mrs. Joe didn't know that I had done anything wrong or had been helping the escaped prisoner. We had many people over for Christmas dinner that day. Mr. Wopsle, the clerk from the church, Mr. and Mrs. Hubble from the village, and my uncle, Mr. Pumblechook. I was worried that Mrs. Joe would find out that I took some of the Christmas food for the escaped prisoner all day. I had put water in the brandy to cover up for my stealing some of it. Mr. Pumblechook drank some of the brandy and started coughing. I had put tar water medicine in the bottle by mistake. Everyone was very confused and couldn't work out how tar water had been put into the brandy bottle. Next, Mrs. Joe went to get the food. I was so scared of being hit with tickler that I got up from the table and ran out of the house. As I ran out of the house, I ran into some soldiers right outside the door. I was very afraid that they had come to arrest me for helping the escaped prisoner. But they had come to see Joe. They wanted him to fix their handcuffs for them. Everyone forgot about the food with the soldiers in the house, and I had not been hit with the tickler. It was very exciting to have the soldiers in the house on Christmas Day. They asked Joe and I to go with them to hunt for escaped prisoners in the graveyard and the marshes that ran along the river. Joe thought it was a good idea and that it would be fun to go with the soldiers. I thought so too. Joe put me on his shoulders and we went off into the Christmas night to find the escaped prisoners. As we went off into the darkness, I began to worry about the prisoner I had met. He was scary and had threatened me, but he was my escaped prisoner, and I didn't want anyone hurting or catching my escaped prisoner. We went onto the marsh and found two prisoners fighting each other. The escaped prisoner I had found asleep in the graveyard was fighting my escaped prisoner. They were using their chains as weapons. My escaped prisoner was winning.
"Please help me! He's trying to kill me!"
the sleepy escaped prisoner said.
"No, I am not. I am trying to stop him from running away. He deserves to be on a prison ship. I won't let him escape," my escaped prisoner cried. He looked at me and recognized me straight away, but he didn't say anything. One of the soldiers saw the food I had stolen on the ground.
"Where did you get this?" he asked.
"I stole it," my escaped prisoner said. I felt very relieved. Mrs. Joe wouldn't hit me with the tickler for the escaped prisoner stealing from the house.
From where we were, you could see the prison ships in the distance, even in the dark. The two prisoners were taken back to them by the soldiers. As I watched them go, I felt very guilty. I didn't feel guilty about stealing, but I did feel guilty for not telling Joe about it all. I was 6 years old, and I decided that I could never tell Joe what had happened. I didn't want him to think badly of me. When the prisoners were gone, Joe took me home. The others were all still waiting for us to eat Christmas dinner, but I was so tired that I went to bed. Joe told everyone what had happened, including my escaped prisoner stealing the food from the house. They all spent most of the night trying to work out how my escaped prisoner had gotten into the house to steal everything. Because I was now 6, it was time for me to start going to school. I went to school for an hour every day at Mr. Wopsle's great-aunt's house. It wasn't a good school. Mr. Wopsle's great-aunt spent most of the lessons sleeping in her chair. Sometimes Mr. Wopsle would come to the school and read poetry or perform Shakespeare. School was boring, apart from Biddy being there. Biddy was Mr. Wopsle's great-aunt's granddaughter, and she was an orphan, just like me. She was in charge of running the shop that Mr. Wopsle's great-aunt owned, which is where the school was. When I was at home, I practiced my writing. I decided that the best way to practice my writing was to write a letter to Joe. When I gave Joe the letter, he thought it was the best thing he had ever seen. Joe didn't know much about reading or writing. His father drank and used to hit his mother. Sometimes Joe and his mother would run away from his father. But his father always found out where they were and made them go back home with him. Joe was sent to work when he was a little boy so that there was money to pay for his father's drink. Because he had to go to work, Joe couldn't go to school. I thought that Joe should be very upset with his mother and father, but he loved them both very much, and he was with them until they died. It was why Joe was so nice, too. He knew how much his mother had gone through, and so wanted to do whatever he could to provide for Mrs. Joe and Pip. He was sorry that he didn't stop her hitting me with the tickler, but he loved me. It was because of Joe that I lived with them. Mrs. Joe had gone to visit Mr. Pumblechook when the weather got very cold, and Joe was worried about Mrs. Joe coming home on her own. He didn't need to worry because she came home with news that Miss Havisham, the richest lady in the village, wanted Pip to come to her house to play with her daughter. I was to go there the next day. Therefore, I was taken to Mr. Pumblechook's house for the night
so that he could take me to Miss Havisham's house in the morning. I was very sad, because it was the first time that I could remember being away from Joe. I didn't like being in Mr. Pumblechook's house. He didn't give me much food, and he asked me lots of questions about school. When we had eaten, Mr. Pumblechook took me to a very big, grey and miserable-looking mansion. He rang the bell at the gate and waited for someone to come. Eventually, a young girl came down to the gate, but she wouldn't let Mr. Pumblechook inside. She let me in and sent him away, telling him to come back later to get me.